Nigel Beaumont is here with our monthly wine review on what we're now calling the, what are we calling it, the Ruby Port microphone.
Yes, because that's current with what we're going to be talking about. So,
which is Portuguese wines this month, I think, and presumably port as well.
Well, yes, because port, of course, is one of the major wines produced in Portugal, and it's what most recognised for. So we've got to touch on port. But the reason for Portuguese wine this week really was because we were on the cusp between summer and autumn, and therefore we can drink some white still, I think. We're on the nicer evenings, but we'll be going into the nice warming reds and fortified wines as well, I think. So I want to just talk a bit about the Portuguese wine. It's a small industry. You won't be able to find a huge selection of Portuguese wine in the supermarkets because of its relative unpopularity. But in the smaller shops around Cambridge, you'll definitely be able to find quite a nice.
It's not selling it too well, is it, on relative unpopularity? Is this is just like something which has gone, I guess, wine, like everything else, goes in and out of fashion?
Yeah, well, Portuguese wine in particular has been like that. In the late 20th century, sort of late 1900s, coming up to the 2000s anyway, it was not very popular. New World had taken over, and that's what people were drinking. And strangely enough, actually, if you were looking at the Douro region, which is where the principal wines are produced, cork was their greatest export, cork for wine bottles.
Oh, wow.
As it's indigenous to the area. So it has come back. Part of the problem with Portugal is it's made up of a lot of small vineyards and lots of producers. So the wine is produced by cooperatives, and the quality was the real issue. So the white wine that I was going to mention is the Vinho Verde. You will find it quite widely, but its quality does vary quite significantly as well. So you need to look out for that which comes at the higher price, probably around £9 or £10, and that will get you some quality. It's quite interesting because it has a very slight fizz to it, which makes it an excellent for summer drinking, and it has a low alcohol content, about 11.5% as well. So actually quite a nice sort of evening wine just to drink by itself.
How much lower is that than a regular wine would be, say?
Regular wine's usually about 14.
Right, so that's 14 or so, 4 percentage points or so lower. Right.
So makes it lighter and easier to drink early evening, something like that. The other strange thing with Portugal is that they do use a lot of the European grapes and rename them, which makes it extremely confusing to people looking at the bottles. You have something like Touriga Nacional or Touriga Franca, Tinto Roriz, which are grapes which are indigenous to Portugal. And all of them are heavily tannic and quite fruity as well. So they only suit certain tastes, but go really well with cured meats, hard cheeses, and that sort of thing. Mm. Some names of producers to look out for: Nearport and Redoma. They are coming from the Douro region, and they are excellent, excellent quality. So, as I've been saying, Douro is the premier wine region, which is in the north of the country, formerly dominated by the production of port, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But table wine has now become more established from there in the 21st century now. And we are seeing something like the majority, I guess, of production from Portugal comes from that area. The next largest region is Barreira, which has the Bagger grape. 80% of red wines produced in that region. Most of the wines are produced as cooperatives, as I said earlier. There are 4,700 registered growers in the region, each having an average plot size of 0.2 hectares. Strangely enough, also in this region, you'll find some are produced in the traditional way, where they are trodden to extract the juice.
Oh, really? That still happens?
Yes, you can actually go and see that and participate as well, I believe, in some of the vineyards. Moving to the south of Portugal, the most successful region in the south is the Alentejo. The traditional style there, wine is fermented in traditional clay pots, which gives a sweet and spicy complexity. They also produce it in the modern style, which is like the New World fruity flavours. So moving on to port. Port is really just a good quality red wine, but it depends very much on how long it's actually matured. So I thought I might just run through, one, what it is and how it's made, but also what the difference is between the various ports that you'll actually buy in the shops. Simply, it's a good quality red wine that is left in contact with the skins to give it a deep colour. And then the fermentation process is interrupted by introducing a grape-derived liquor when the sugar content is still quite high, which kills off the yeasts, kills off the fermentation process, and leaves you with a sweet wine high in alcohol. The wine is then aged in oak casks for varying periods, producing the different styles. So you have Ruby Port, which is the least expensive, aged for up to 3 years and is non-vintage, making it a simple fruity wine. Reserve Ruby Port uses better quality wines and has a longer aging, up to 5 years, makes the flavours more complex and softer feel to the alcohol. Then you get the late bottled vintage, LBV, most commonly on the bottles.
Similar that's to what it stands for. Okay. Spoiled that years ago.
So that's similar to the reserve Ruby Port, but the wines come from a single year's harvest. All those wines we've just mentioned do not need to be decanted. The traditional style LBV does need to be decanted and will have a deposit because it will not have been filtered before being bottled.
Right, okay.
So you go to vintage ports. The grapes come from the best vineyards and are laid down for long periods. They're only made in the good years, thus their price. They develop intense fruit flavours, high levels of tannin, as well as high levels of alcohol. So you are paying for what you get there. Just going on to tawny port, which I think does sometimes confuse people somewhat. It's a lighter style of port, usually pink in colour, with a toffee and a caramel flavour. Reserve tawny ports age for at least 7 years in oak. And that in itself develops the flavours and the oxidation changes the colour to a tawny appearance. Tawny port are usually sold, they're usually bottled late and sold with the year noted on the bottle. And you should really drink it as soon as you actually buy it. You shouldn't lay it down.
Oh, really? So no opportunity to... If you start a bottle, you've got to finish it, basically, by the sounds of things.
Well, that's true of all the port.
Right.
You shouldn't leave it open. It's like a wine. You know, leave it for a bit, but it'll lose its quality if you don't actually drink the whole bottle, so go for it.
I confess, that is something I just did not think about. Yeah. You don't... I guess it's because... port is almost, you see it as being separate from wine, but not, they say, oh, let's save that for Christmas, but it's not good.
Not at all. No, if you open the bottle, for most bottles that you buy, you should drink it and just finish the bottle.
I better go and check the cupboard when I get home then.
So really, what I was saying right at the very beginning, there's a limited number of quality Portuguese wines on the market, and generally, however, they are underpriced for the quality. Because of their lack of popularity. So don't be put off by the fact that they look relatively cheap against some of the quality French wines or even against some of the Spanish Riojas and that sort of thing. They are good, and I'm offering on the website, which we'll put on in the next day or so, a number of examples that you could pick up locally, which would be well worth a try, certainly worth exploring. And, of course, the port, well, we're coming into the season, but it doesn't need to be a seasonal thing. Drink it at any time. It's fantastic.
It sounds generally like the Portuguese produce some good, decent wines, some decent ports, but they really need to get their marketing act together.
Well, that's true, but they're very traditional, and they have taken a long time to adopt modern methods.
Right.
And, of course, the wine industry is moving fast, and they have to struggle to keep up.
Well, they can keep the wine as it is, but just maybe move those labels a bit better.
Well, I think also the nature of the industry, as I said, is very fragmented. And because of that, it makes it quite difficult for them to actually pull together a centralized wine industry and make it commercial. But they're working hard at it, and you will see more Portuguese wines coming on the market. And they're sort of well worth trying and pick up a bottle or two. And, of course, as I said, keep drinking the port because that's always very popular.
Okay, Nigel, thanks very much as always. We'll see you on the first... We'll sort of see you because I know we have to work out some logistical arrangements for that. But effectively, we'll see you on the first Friday in October. Thanks very much.
That's fine.